Hi, my name is Peter Moe and I'm from Tourism Ireland's Nordic office in Copenhagen. Today we will be talking about something a bit out of the ordinary, namely Irish mammies, or Irish mothers, and the kitchen and tea culture. We have the perfect person with us here today to enlighten us on this curious subject, Ciara McCaughey from Vintage Tea Tours. Now, Ciara, you're very welcome to our show today. Would you mind telling our listeners, how did the idea of this unique vintage tea trips where you're traveling around Dublin in a double-decker bus come about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's very exciting. So the idea came from this idea on love of kind of old Irish, namely the quintessential Irish kitchen. So like you said, the whole experience happens on a 1960s vintage Routemaster bus. It's a double-decker bus and we have seating on the upper and the lower deck. And when you come on board, the moment you see the bus, you're instantly transported back to a time when tea and chats reigned supreme. Tea is so important to the Irish in the sense that when we're happy, we drink it. When we're sad, we drink it. It has health benefits. So we really want to get that across when you're on board with us at Vintage Tea Trips. So the branding of the bus and what we do on board comes from that quintessential Irish kitchen. The buses themselves are named after Karen, who's the owner of Vintage Tea Trips. Two of them are named after her grannies, Pauline and Kitty. And our third bus that we just launched in January this year is named after her great aunt. So like us on board, there was always tea and cake on the table. You were invited in no matter who you were. You could have been the postman or the Pope. There was no airs and graces. Come in for a cuppa, slice of cake, and we'll have a wee gossip about the neighbours down the road. So that's the kind of idea.
So that's the concept behind the whole...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the afternoon tea, the Irish way, you don't have to be on your best behaviour. It's not, you can put your elbows on the table. We don't mind. Spit a crack on board. Get involved. Laugh. Wave out at the others. It's not a stuffy experience. It is really afternoon tea the Irish way.
Yeah, what does tea mean for the Irish? I mean, and what is afternoon tea the Irish way? As in, can you expand a bit? Is it, it's not high tea with small cakes or anything like that?
It is afternoon tea in the sense of, your cakes, your sandwiches and your scones. So it is that, but like I said, you don't have to be in your best behaviour. When you think of afternoon tea, sometimes it can be quite a stuffy experience. Something that you do, you get dressed up and, it's quiet and it's very refined. We're not like that. We have hosts on board who all hail from all around Ireland, Dubliners, we've people from Kerry, Longford, and they really give that Irish unique experience that you kind of only get on the island of Ireland. You could be sat in their kitchens chatting to them about whatever it is, So when you come on board, they're there to welcome you on board. They share stories of Dublin and its characters as we drive around. It's not a history lesson. It's not dates and names and numbers that you have to try and remember. It's stories that you're not really going to get anywhere else. So like that, it's a bit of a gentle gossip. It's a bit of, did you know that? And we encourage everyone to get involved in the stories as well. So that if we have Irish on board, which happens a lot, that they're sharing their stories of their granny who worked in Guinness or their granddad that worked, and in Cleary's or whatever it was, So it's really to get involved and to chat.
Okay, so it's kind of an insight into Irish culture in the terms of it's an informal setting. You sit and enjoy a cup of tea or coffee and enjoy yourself.
We won't throw you off the bus if you have coffee.
Perfect. That's a good point. But I mean, it's more that it's an informal chat that you kind of get to experience what it's like to be inside an Irish kitchen while actually, in your case, at the simultaneously being able to get a tour around Dublin, seeing the sights in a quite cool vintage bus, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. And as well, what us Irish are great at is storytelling. We have such a great and rich heritage and culture of stories that are passed down from our mammies and grannies and great aunts and all that passed down to us. So when we give our hosts on board, the history or whatever, what they want or what we want to talk about, we actually just say to them, you go away, do a bit of research. What stories do you want to talk about and bring on board? To really make sure that that atmosphere of storytelling is unique, that they're not just rattling off something that they learned off by heart from a script. And, you know, while they're talking, they're thinking about something else. They're really engaged in the stories that they're telling about Dublin. Mm. And if you were to come on and have Daniel as your host, come on 2 weeks later and have Anna as your host, or Kira or Selma or whoever it is, you're going to get a different experience each time because they're talking about what they love about Dublin.
Okay. Interesting. And just to get back to the more tea element, so what does tea mean for the Irish?
So tea is so important to the Irish, and I don't think a lot of people know that from talking to the international industries that, you know, I meet at the Falter Ireland events or whatever it is. But tea is so important to us. We're one of the highest consumers of tea in the world. There's an ongoing battle in every Irish kitchen about if you drink Barry's or if you drink Lines. Now, we serve Barry's on board, not Lines. But, you know, there is this ongoing debate. And even when we ask people ourselves, it kind of is a little bit 50-50. But it is one of those things that will never be settled. I don't think it will ever be settled. So it's a proper Irish cup of tea that you get on board. And we really encourage people to try it because people think they know, I'll get a green tea or I'll get a whatever. No, try the Irish breakfast tea. It is the best in the world, if I do say so myself. And we are pros at making it. But yeah, tea is so important to us. We drink it. I mean, I myself have 3 cups a day. Like, I know that guests on board have up to 10 cups a day. It's insane. And it's a real sign of friendship and love as well. If you know how your best friend, how your other half, how your cousin, whatever it is, how they take their tea. Because there's only a few people I'll let make me a cup of tea. Do you know? Because if you get tea wrong, no. You think it's just putting a tea bag in hot water? No, no, no. So it's a real sign of love and friendship if you trust someone to make you a good cuppa.
Okay, now I have to. So I know you have your own definition of what's a good cup of tea, but then what's a more general Irish tea? Is it just Irish breakfast tea? Is it milk and sugar, or is it?
Yeah. So yeah, I just take a little bit of milk. Some people put in sugar. That's up to them. I think it spoils the lovely taste, but sure, each to their own. But yeah, so number one, scald your cup. Put hot water in it before you do anything. Get rid of that hot water. Put the tea bag in, boiling water. Let it draw or seep or whatever word you use. Stir it around a bit. Take the tea bag out and then milk it to your liking.
Fair enough.
Scald the cup. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, I mean, scald the cup, that's probably what's new to most people who don't drink as much tea. I drink quite a lot of tea, but I don't think I ever scald my cup. I don't know why.
Yeah. Trick of the trade.
Trick of the trade. Well, that's good to know. That's exactly what we want to learn here. So I get that, well, the tea experience in Ireland is that it's a cozy setting, informal. It's not like high tea. It's not very formal. It's just so informal and focused around the people you're with. So it's basically about chatting. That's what you do in the, Mommy's Kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage people. So like I said, it's not fully guided tour because we understand the need to natter and chat over a cup of tea and your food and stuff like that. So we do leave them alone for them to chat amongst themselves. We do also engage with them on a one-to-one basis. You know, we come up and ask them like, you know, what are you celebrating on board, or, you know, what brings you to Ireland? So the other day we had an 83rd birthday on board, and he was an ex-Dublin bus driver, but he learned to drive on the Routemaster buses that we use when he was in London. So it was a real special occasion for him to be on board and to, you know, hear his story and to be able to kind of, you know, transport him back to that time. Like, he got on the bus and he was like, oh my god, he was just hit by that nostalgic feeling of, you know, his youth, you know. And his grandkids were the same. Like, even though that, you know, they didn't grow up in the 60s, they also have that crash of nostalgia when you walk through the door. Like, it is a beautifully vintage bus with the half cab at the front and the open back platform. So no matter what age group you are, that feeling of nostalgia does hit you.
Okay.
So we also encourage the guests to kind of chat amongst themselves. And some of our best tours are when the Americans that are on board are going then for a pint with the Irish on board, because they were sat across from each other and they were chatting, and they got to, oh, come here, no, you think that's a good pint of Guinness? No, we'll bring you for a hidden gems, you know? So they're the best tours when it's really like everyone's involved, everyone's talking, and then they go off for a drink afterwards.
Hmm. So it's all about the chat.
It is. It's all about the chat. Like, we love to chat. And our hosts, like, they love to chat. So ask them, like, where they'd recommend to go for dinner after the tour, where they think the best pint of Guinness is, other attractions to do in Dublin, because we encourage them to get out there as well, so that if you do chat to them, they've kind of done it all, and they can really recommend you then a good experience for afterwards.
Fair enough, fair enough. So, I miss, but going back to the more the concept, though, then, of Irish tea and the Irish kitchen and like the homeliness in that sense. So what do you have with Irish tea? Do you have a bit of sponge cake? What is it?
Oh yeah, so our menu is a mix of your savouries and your sweets. So we have two sandwiches that are served on sliced pan bread. So gorgeous, fresh, a white and a wholemeal. So you have your classic traditional egg mayo, which is delicious. And we really pack the filling in, so it's like a proper big sandwich. Mm. And then the other one is a coronation chicken. So it's like a kind of chicken curry. It's absolutely gorgeous. And we serve as well two brioche buns, ploughman's pickle, they're called. So it's Irish relish, ham, cheese and salad. And again, they're absolutely to die for.
And is that what you would have had growing up, kind of, or...?
Yeah, so like plated sandwiches, no matter if you were at a family reunion, a funeral, your friends coming over, get the sliced pan, get some ham, and, you know,
serve up a plate of sandwiches. Yeah.
Served in a triangle.
Okay, fair enough. I've never done that before, but it sounds fun.
Tastes best. Yeah, tastes best as a triangle, because that first bite from the top triangle is delish.
From the center of the bun.
Yeah.
Or the bread, yeah.
And then we also serve the Irish fruit scone. So it's your regular scone with raisins in it. And our buses, now they are from the 1960s, but we do have an oven on board. So we serve them warm halfway through the tour.
Ooh, that's lovely.
The smell, yeah. And that kind of smell as well. So that kind of feel nostalgia that I was talking about, not only do you get that from seeing the bus, from hopping on board the bus and walking up the stairs at the back, but you're that smell of the kit of that, you know, your Irish mammy's kitchen, of, you know, the fresh bread, the fresh whatever. So with the fresh scones, and they're, every time I go in, I'm like, no, I'm not having a scone today. And then I smell them, I'm like, okay, I'll take half a scone then. But they're delicious. So that's served with clotted cream, Irish jam, and then the infamous Irish salted butter.
So sorry, what is clotted cream?
So clotted cream is like a type of cream that's, like, it looks crazy. Like, so we get some people open and they're like, I think, like, is this what it's supposed to look like? And we're like, yeah, give it a good mix and then pop it on. And then another kind of debate we have on board is what goes on first, the cream or the jam? I like cream and then jam, but then some people do jam then cream. But
I just don't think I still understand what clotted cream is. So it's kind of...
So it's almost, it's quite gooier, if that makes sense, rather than fresh cream.
Okay.
And it spreads better. And
so it's kind of like as in you would have in a cake, or is it like whipped cream, or
I don't know the process of how it's made, but it's more compact. It almost looks like butter.
Okay.
And we serve it in a little tub and you open it, and you know, that's why I always recommend people to give it a mix up and then you pop it on then your scone or whatever.
Okay.
It's delicious.
Interesting. I'll have that next time.
Yeah. And then as well, of course, we have our sweets. So we have a selection of six desserts. It works out at 3 per person, but they're nice sizes. So they're big sharing desserts. So there's plenty of food for everyone. So there's a coffee opera, which is my favorite. It's sort of like a tiramisu. We have lemon tart, a red velvet with buttercream frosting. It's really good. And I know that sounds like a lot of food, and it is, but we have takeaway boxes that you can take your leftovers home with.
Nice. And is I was going to ask, what would be the type of cake that you would have been served as a kid when having tea?
One of the ones that comes to mind first, I suppose, is one that we'd always have at Halloween, Samhain. So it's the Barmbrack. So it's actually a tea cake. So it's like you seep your dried fruit in tea and then bake it in. Usually there's a ring inside it as well. So they bake in a ring, a piece of cloth. I can't remember what else they pop into it. And then whoever gets the ring.
Coin,
yeah.
And I think some other stuff that varies by region, yeah. If anyone is curious, you can go back and listen to the Halloween podcast
that we did.
nice but one. Okay, fair enough. Barn bracket. Yeah,
that's good. Kind of something that would have always have been there. And we actually do, so the week of Halloween, we would serve that on board just as a, not taking out one of the desserts and supplementing it, but just as a piece of history as well on board.
Yeah, of course.
And we have to be like, somebody will get the ring, so be careful. But yes, with that and biscuits.
Just
as well,
for anyone curious, if you get the ring, that means you're up next to get married.
Yeah. If you get the piece of cloth, I think you are going to join the
priesthood.
Nuns or the priesthood.
Yeah.
And just keep eating it.
Then there is one, a coin for money and or for riches. And then I can't remember if there is one for death.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
But yeah, so that. And then biscuits were a big thing as well. The sponge cake, all that kind of stuff, do you know? Mm. But home baking was a huge thing. It still is a huge thing in Ireland. Like, we really do have the best food producers, I think, in the world. So home baked goods was kind of what you'd get in your granny's kitchen or the mammy's kitchen.
Fair enough. What's your favourite treat or experience with tea?
I'm a real savoury person. So scone is about as kind of sweetness as it gets with my cup of tea. But I love a cup of tea on its own after my dinner, especially if it's a salty dinner. A cup of tea after that is just magic. Or if I'm soft my tea for something else the night before and I'm very hungover, the first thing I do when I wake up is I make a cup of tea, and it just, it's a cure. It's a hangover cure.
I'll have to ask then. So maybe some more people will learn how to do your cup of tea. So
there you go.
How do you take it? So what's the process for your own tea? Like, what do you do?
Boil the kettle. I like a big mug. I like a nice, if you're going to give me tea in a little teacup, no, take it back. I need a big mug that I can put my hands around. Got all that. Tea bag in. Boiling water, not hot water, boiling water. Leave it in for about 2-3 minutes. Lift it out. No need for squeezing. You'll just get it too bitter. Lift it out and then pop in your milk. I like it kind of cardboardy, a bit darker than cardboard. That's how I take it. I'm telling you, it just, you know, when you wake up hungover and you're a little bit, you know, your mouth's a bit dry and you're a bit thirsty, it just cuts through all that and then you're ready for the rest of your day.
Fair enough. And which tea was that? That was the
Barry's.
Okay. And the other one was the competitor Lions. In Ireland was Lion's. Okay.
Yeah. And Barry's is brewed in Cork, which is about 3.5-4 hours outside of Dublin in the south of Ireland. So Barry's is brewed there.
Okay. And just a quick question here. Do you think it's a good idea to ask people what their favorite brand of tea is in Ireland? Is that a good conversation starter?
So do you know what? Actually, we go down to Cork every couple of months with the bus. So kind of every 3 months, we're going down in June for 3 back-to-back weekends. I bring the bus down. And in our introduction, because they're very loyal to Barry's down there, there's probably no debate down in Cork about what tea you're using in your kitchen. But we actually say introduction as a joke. And yes, we have, you know, whatever on board, and we have coffees and herbal teas and we have juice. And of course, we have Lion's tea on board. And when they stand up, they start screaming. They're like, stop this bus, I'm getting off. But they were like, jokes, jokes, jokes. It's Barry's. So we don't ask them down in Cork because we just assume that they're all Barry's heads. And when we do make that joke, there's murder in their eyes. They just go back to Dublin, all witches. But yeah, so we don't really ask on board. But we love that kind of, especially with international guests, explaining this to them and explaining the love of Irish tea and the grow for Irish tea that we have, especially on board.
Fair enough. I'd say then the tip would be for someone visiting, you should try both. But I think it would be a fun conversation starter. Probably suss out the crowd before you mention which one is your favorite.
Yeah. And it's so funny. So obviously, like, there's a lot of Irish, you know, emigrate to the likes of the US, Australia, England. Like, half of their suitcase, I swear to God, is tea bags. They're taken out, you know, to bring with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. In the office here in Copenhagen, we found a place that sells Barry's tea, so we have that. And I think we actually also have Lion's tea, just for...
You'll have to do a taste test and let me know how you're going.
Will do. So what you do at Vintage Tea Tours is you basically take people around in a bus and show them Dublin and, I guess, in some cases, Cork. Do you go other places than Dublin and Cork?
Dublin and Cork just at the moment, but okay. We would love to kind of go to Kilkenny, Galway as well in the future.
Okay. And then you get served basically an afternoon tea while you're riding around the bus with a guide that tells their best stories of the area, what personally connects with them, while you all sit and have a chat. Do you have to join as two people, or can it be groups or independent?
Independent. We take bookings from 1 up to 38, so the bus can fit 38. So yeah, we've bookings for 1, we've couples, we have bookings of any kind of number, you know. It's really up to the group. But yeah, if you're a solo traveler, absolutely, we'll sit and chat with you as well.
Fair. I mean, you say it's a bus, so I'm assuming that, you know, you sit back to back, I guess, or not back to, well, that you look at someone else's back, but I'm guessing you've got tables instead in the middle.
Yeah, so they're done like booths. So there's booths of the tables of twos and then booths of four. So tables of two would be sat beside each other, and then the booths of four would be facing each other, if that makes sense. It'd be a bigger table, so two on each side facing each other. The seats on the upper deck at the very, very front of the bus, we call them our VIP seats, because you have the 360 view. You have the view right in front of you and you have the view to the left. So we always say, like, you can pretend you're driving the bus when you're sat there, you know, because it's just open road in front.
Fair enough. And how long does a tour take?
So it takes about 70 to 80 minutes, depending on traffic. And in that time, we do take in the main sights of Dublin. So it is a really gorgeous route. So, you know, we go by Guinness's. We go into and around Phoenix Park, O'Connell Street, Trinity, Merrion Square, George in Dublin, Stephen's Green, and then up past the two cathedrals, St. Patrick's Cathedral and Christchurch Cathedral. So it's a fabulous route. There is the option for a longer hire of the bus with private hires or larger groups as well.
Fair. Do you have any Irish words or sayings that you would like to share with us?
Well, the most important one would be Ar Mhaolat an Cup an Té, and that just means, would you like a cup of tea? And the answer is always ta.
I mean, I can say ta, but I'm not what was the other one again?
Ar Mhaolat Cup an Té.
Ar Mhaolat Cup an Té.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Was it correct what I said?
Yeah, it was perfect.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm still learning a bit of Irish here and there. It's not very easy, but it's interesting.
It is. It's a gorgeous language.
Do you have any tips for anyone wanting to experience this kind of, well, let's call it an Irish mammy atmosphere that you have? So where would you go and buy, where would you go to buy the tea, or where would you go and get a scone anything really?
If you're coming to Ireland and you want to, you know, get involved in that kind of quintessential Irish kitchen, the Irish mammy, talk to the locals about where to go. You know, talk to, do some research and, read all the blogs and all that, but really talk to the locals. Where can I get a good cup of tea here? Where can I get a good scone here? Where's the best scones, the most freshly baked scones? Talk to the locals. Mm. If you're in the pub, sit up at the bar and ask them, what should I do tomorrow? Where should I go? I'm sure half the time they'll probably invite you back to their house for a cup of tea, do you know? But that's it. Just get involved and talk to the locals. I think that's the best thing you can do. We really are friendly.
No, and I think that's perfect advice, especially because it is going to vary from where you are and what you'd like to do. And it's all about trying to capture that afternoon tea atmosphere, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And lastly, where and how can our listeners get in contact to find more about what you have on offer?
Yeah, so we have our website. It's www.vintageteatrips.ie. You can book online there. If you prefer to talk to us to book, you can call us on 01-255-1777. And then, of course, we're on Instagram at Vintage Tea Tours. And then our Facebook is Vintage Tea Trips. There's just a little bit of a mix up with the name because we rebranded in 2019, but we wanted to keep our original Insta.
Okay, that's where the confusion come from.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on TikTok as well, so that's really taking off, and we're seeing a huge influx of bookings from there. I think you can really kind of, through that medium and that platform, show the interiors, the exteriors, and the uniqueness, absolutely, and the personalities of our hosts and our drivers as well.
So a top tip there for anyone who's curious about Vintage Tea Trips, go to their TikTok page, have a look, have a gander, and have a look at their Instagram page as well. I have to say, personally, it's very, very nice.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining me here today, Kira.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to visiting you in Ireland and having a cup of tea with you.
I'll make you a proper one.